Larry, this is Lisa Hall from San Antonio, Texas. I want to give a short talk on one of the area that of my career. Currently, I'm not working, so I'm looking for work at this time. So I'm going to try to make it short to the point. I was originally from Louisiana, born in Shreveport, Louisiana, in 1962 of December 3rd. I was one of these premature babies, weighed 2 pounds, lost to 1 pound, 13 ounces, and the doctor said I had very little chance of survival, but I proved them wrong. When I was about 5 going on 6, I went to Louisiana School for the Blind in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I started my primary and secondary education. And I was at that school from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. Started in 1968 and graduated in May of 1983. One summer, I think it was in 82, I had an opportunity to work as a librarian assistant during the summer at the School for the Blind, where I helped the librarian, who was no longer working at the school. He was my old school teacher, Warren Figueretta, and I worked with him in taking the Braille books and put them in alphabetical order, making catalog cards in Braille, and did a few other tasks, and kind of liked it. You know, it was fine. You know, at least I was able to help with that, and help label the make card labels for all the talking book machines with various model numbers and stuff. So I did a little help with that in typing. Then after graduating from high school in May of 1983, I had 1 week to prepare myself to go into Little Rock, Arkansas at what was used to be Arkansas Enterprises for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is now called Lions World Services for the Blind. And I was there for an entire year from June of 83 through June of 84, preparing for secretary, receptionist, and clerk typist, as far as switchboard operator type positions. After graduating from AEB, I came back to Louisiana and Shreveport, lived with my mom, started looking for work. Literally took about 15 months, I think, to finally found work. It was long and drawn out. And I had an opportunity to work 2 months at Louisiana State University Medical Center as a telephone operator. And what I did, and this was in September of 85, and what I did was, the accommodation I did was to use my Perkins Braille writer and a notebook to keep track of all the doctors' names and phone numbers, which were all in print, and put them into Braille so that I can be able to look it up when a doctor calls in, or when a particular individual needs a specific doctor on call. I at that time had just gotten the VersaBraille 2, which is a disc-based machine, and I had, when I was not on the job, when I was at home, I was entering all of this information in my VersaBraille 2 so that I could be able to do that effectively. But by the time I got everything entered into the computer in my VersaBraille 2, I never had an opportunity to bring it on site to set it up so that I could be able to do it that way. And I was let go in November of 85. And then they didn't want a blind person in the environment. And so the first couple of nights I cried because of losing that particular job and it not worked out. So I went job hunting again, which wasn't an easy thing for a blind person to do in terms of job hunting. The next opportunity I got was when my counselor called me to let me know that Louisiana Association for the Blind had a opening for a receptionist position, clerk typist receptionist. So he asked me if I'd be willing to, you know, go through their training program and, you know, at least do that. So I decided why not. So I started in May of 86 working for that company at Louisiana Association for the Blind in Shreveport. And I stayed there from May of 86 through April, I think it was April 29th of 1994. So I was there practically 8 years. And I did more than receptionist work after they determined what kind of talents I had. And I was doing everything from not only answering the phones, taking messages, and I was using my Versabrill 2 at the time, and so that I could type the messages in computer braille and print it out on the printer for sighted workers so I make sure that they got their messages and that kind of thing. So it worked out real well, and I also not only did clerk type of receptionist work, but I also helped out in the production on the subcontract work for people that don't have certain skills in terms of being a fast worker in either stuffing envelopes or taking what I used to do was have these 5 1/4 inch floppy disks and put it through a conveyor belt to erase them so that it could be reused again for one of the contract companies that we dealt with, because they used to put magazines on 5 1/4 inch disks, and so I used to help out in erasing those, making sure that we had the exact number in the box, taping up the box and getting it ready for shipment or whatever that had to be done. And I did that for a while. I also did some braille transcribing for one of the board members who was blind on the board for the Human Resources, Human Services Department, which is the department I worked in. And I was able in 1987 to get the state to purchase me the VersaPoint 20 braille embosser, which I still have. Unfortunately, I'm not able to get it to work under XP, and that device is about 18 years old, and I'm hoping to find somebody that uses the VersaPoint 20 under Windows XP, because I haven't been able to get it to work. The other thing that I've done, the way the material was given to me, it was dictated to me either on a standard audio cassette, or it was given to me on one of these little micro disc, the micro cassette in transcribing, and I had to tell people how to state when there's punctuations and when a certain word needed to be capitalized, when the paragraph needs to be changed, and all of that. And I did that, and I helped, you know, with grant writing and stuff like that on different programs that we were working on. So I was helping the Director of Human Services and dealing with that with some of the programs that we were working on. So I did a lot of that work in that area. And I used my Versabrill, too, for those kind of functions. Then in 1991, during the summer, I decided to take a leave of absence for 2 months to go get computer training at the University of New Orleans in New Orleans, Louisiana. And they have a special program for blind Louisianians to obtain computer skills. So I went down there for 2 months, and while I was there, I was also helping some of the students in the program to teach them Braille. So I kind of got some of those started, and I was working one-on-one with different people in teaching Braille. Like that, of course, that was one of the volunteer times that I've done for that one. After completing the computer training and learned DOS, WordPerfect, Lotus 1-2-3, and DBase, I finished that class and I got exposed to using the Symphonics sound card with DOS, and one of those keyboards had 10 function keys down the left, and that was one of the first computers I worked with. And I think it was DOS 3, I think it was. I can't remember because it's been a long time, and WordPerfect 4, I think, was one of the versions that we worked with, and DBase 3. And I don't remember the version number. But, and of course Lotus 1-2-3, so all of those programs I used with that. And of course I had an opportunity to work, experiment with the Navigator Braille display, which was the next thing I wanted to eventually, help, Louisiana Association for the Blind to obtain. So when I came back, to, LAB, after my 2 months of training, came back and realized that, and noticed that they had already started getting some equipment to have in the one of the classroom where we would start providing computer classes. And of course, they have already made the selection of one batch. So when it came time to work on another proposal for additional computer equipment, I was able to help with that, in which I contacted all these different vendors to get prices on recommended equipment that I was recommending, using Vocalize, and of course OpenBook, and also, you know, was going to recommend that we use all the DOS applications that I was using when I was at University of New Orleans. And so we were able to get that, and I think I even recommended one of the computers that was one of the synthesizers that was better than the Symphonics, which was, and I don't remember the name of the synthesizer, but it was a little bit more expensive. It was kind of in the middle range. But I forgot what it was called. I'm sure I'll come up with it later. So anyway, I helped with these second thing in the grant to obtain additional computer equipment like the VersaPoint. And at that time, VersaPoint 40, so we were able to have that in place, as well as the Everest, I think it was the Everest D. Braille printer, so we were able to get that. So with all of these additional equipment, then we started producing like agenda in Braille for one of our board members, and minutes of the meeting for one of our board members. And then I did a couple of projects on doing Braille menus for one of the restaurants, which I put into Braille, and of course all of those materials were dictated to me, and I was able to get it into the system and get it ready for producing. And of course we had Megadots, which is I think it was Megadots, I think it was Hot Dots or something like that. It was a predecessor of Megadots, which we used as a Braille translator at that time. And, of course, they had Duxbury there, but at the time I didn't learn Duxbury until I went to Louisiana Center for the Blind. So when things were getting worse in April of 94, I decided, after 8 years of teaching Braille, doing Braille transcribing, and doing clerical work in there, they were cutting back on hours, and it was time to move on, so I wrote a letter of resignation and resigned at the end of April of 94 from LAB to go to Louisiana Center for the Blind. I wanted to improve my skills in daily living, cane travel, and all the other aspects so that I could prepare myself for the next phase, because at that time I was still living with my mother. I went to Louisiana Center for the Blind, which has been the best thing for me since then. This particular center is a lot different than most other rehabilitation centers because they teach the philosophy of blindness, a positive philosophy. And a lot of the other agencies for the blind, they never really emphasize the philosophy. So they kind of make you stretch and do things that you otherwise never thought that you could do as a blind person, whether it's lighting a candle, whether it's lighting a barbecue pit to be able to do barbecue and stuff like that. So there were certain things that I never done before, which I had to learn to do. So I went to Louisiana Center, did my cane travel and all of that stuff, and I also did braille transcribing. I wanted to originally go into computer programming at the Louisiana State University training program. They had a training program for disabled students to go into that. Well, I took the test in June of 94, and it was not easy. The test was given to me in braille, so I was able to do the answers and everything all independently. And when I finished it, then I read it back to the person that was administering the test to give her my answers. And unfortunately, I didn't pass it. And so I was back at the square one to try to determine what my next direction was. So I decided that I was going to probably look at doing braille transcribing. And of course, at that time, I never had the Library of Congress certification, and I had already started, I think it was back in 1985, taking the correspondence course from the Library of Congress to work on my certification as braille proofreader. And of course, I have finished all of the required courses the first time around for the transcribing part and was starting to work on the proofreading course in 95, I think it was either in 94 or 95, somewhere in that area. And I've gone through at least the first five lessons, and then everything just came to a halt in the braille proofreading. So, I was stuck at that point, So I did the braille transcribing, learning Duxbury, and of course that was Duxbury for DOS. And so I did that, and I worked with another printer called the Bookmaker, and worked with Open Book. And so I did a couple of projects in transcribing. One of the manual that I put into braille on an answering machine that I had. I also did a manual for a friend of mine down in San Antonio, Texas, that I met at a national convention 1 year, and I put a manual into braille for him for the Windows 3.1 PC Master was one of the old braille, one of the old screen reader to use with the braille and speak. And so I was able to put that into braille. And I also brailled one other project, but I can't remember. I think it was one other device, but I can't remember what it was that I brailled. And then I did the braille menu. And of course, the braille menu was done before finishing the program. In fact, I was doing job hunting along that same time. And so after I did the braille menu, and of course I went to San Antonio, Texas on two separate trips by myself on the bus, and I traveled down there to, I had already filled out an application, which I had a reader help me fill out, for a position as long distance operator at U.S. Long Distance. And at U.S. Long Distance, which is the phone company, I was, after going through two or three different interviews in March of, I think it was March of 95, I was offered the job as a long distance operator, and I decided to take it, and I asked how much time they would give me to move, because I needed to finish the training program and everything. They said they would give me up to 5 weeks, so which was around May 1st or 2nd or thereabout, that I would start working for them in 95. So I immediately went back to Louisiana Center for the Blind, finished the training. In fact, when I did the Braille menu for one of the restaurants in Reston, I started making plans for my graduation, and what I did was to have the ceremony at the restaurant where I went and ate and was able to put the menu into Braille, not only just in Braille, but also in large print. And so 4 copies of the Braille large print menu was made. In which I had an article in the Reston newspaper put in there, and I was pretty proud of that project to get some kind of publicity going in that area, because I felt like it was needed to be done. And I don't think there's enough restaurants that have Braille menus nowadays, and it still needs to be done, you know, complying with ADA, those kind of things. And after leaving, finishing the program at Louisiana Center for the Blind, one of the unique things I like about being there is when you finish the program, they give you a Freedom Bell, and the Freedom Bell has an eagle on the top. And it was the memorable occasion. I'll never forget it. I had my counselor, my mom, my sister, anybody that I could get in terms of my family that could be there. So it was a very memorable occasion, and I'll never forget it. After finishing Louisiana Center for the Blind, I started preparing to move to San Antonio. So my sister, my mom, and I, we drove to San Antonio. It was right before Easter, and we, I think it was either before or after, I can't remember. We started looking around at different apartments and everything, and driving around near the area where I was going to be working. So it was very close to work. And, sorry about that. That's my talking thermometer, so excuse me for the interference. Anyway, after going down there looking for an apartment, finally selected apartment, selected a bank. The other thing I had to look at, since I have a hearing impairment, was a vendor for getting my hearing aid repaired. So all of that was within 1 mile in the grocery store, which is about a mile. So it worked out real well. And I'm still here at this apartment to this day, the Broadway Place apartment. And so I've been living on my own since then. So I went to work at U.S. Long Distance, and while I was there, the long distance operator, and at that time, I was using the ALVA Braille display, and that's a big board that has 40 cells on it, but it's also expandable to 80, so I wanted the desktop model for the ALVA. So I used that under DOS, I think it was 6.2 at that time. So I used DOS for that, and of course I used the headphones that they provided, that the company provided, I believe. And so I did that for about 5 years. And after 5 years, I was getting burnout, and there were times that I couldn't get time off like I want from going to national conventions of the NFB. And of course, the NFB first national convention I attended was in 1985, and I have been going for several summers from 85, and I skipped 2 years in 86 and 87 because of the new job. Went from 88 through 94 to the NFB, skipped in 95, and went from 96 up to present to the NFB. But anyway, I was in a situation where it was just, you know, difficult to get the time off that I wanted. So I ended up being let go at Quest Communication at that time when it was changed so many times. And of course now, Quest Communication no longer exists here in San Antonio. They moved to New Mexico. And of course, all I did was place long distance calls for people when people would call into the call center. And so that was all I did all day long, doing the same task all day. And after doing that for 5 years, I was getting burned out, ready for a new opportunity. So the next thing, after being let go in August of 2000, I went looking for work, and one of the opportunities I had at the National Convention in July of 2000 was I produced 60 copies of resumes and started giving them out to a bunch of different companies at the convention. And one of the companies was for Freedom Scientific, and I had talked with Eric Damery about some of the, you know, possibilities of how I could help the company. So anyway, he took my resume and everything and I was hoping at some point that I would get some kind of call. And it was long after I got let go from Quest when I got a call from Tim Fenton, who was the manager of the technical support department at that time at Freedom. And he called me up and asked me if I'd be willing to come down for an interview. And I told him I would, that I'd be happy to do that. And they paid for my plane ticket, my hotel, and my meals while I was there. And it was a wonderful occasion where I had a chance to not only go through a bunch of interviews with several different managers, and each one of them would individually, so they asked all kinds of questions, all the way from development department all the way up through the sales department. So I went through all those testing, and you know, of course I had to do one of those testing where I had to answer questions about certain key commands for JAWS and, you know, how to do certain things with it. And I was able to answer a lot of those questions. Some of them were a little tricky, but I was able to answer it to the best of my ability. And after going through all of that, then I went to you know, do all of this. And then the next day they wanted, while I was there in St. Petersburg, Florida, wanted me to not only go through another interview before I left, and which I did. And I went through that, and I started looking for an apartment, because at that time I didn't know if I was going to get offered. So I started looking with a couple of apartments that they had available at the time. But of course I couldn't make any commitments at that time, was I was able to obtain plenty of information and so forth that I found. And of course when I got back home, they told me they would keep me on the list for the next 6 months, because they had already selected somebody that scored probably a little better than I did. So I told them fine. And then started working for Sears in October of 2000 through November of 2004, and I was a customer service associate where I'd take calls through the call center. And at the time I was still using the Alva Braille display, but now I was using Windows NT and using JAWS as a screen reader with my Braille display. So I was using a combination of speech and braille, and at that time we had to use a specialized headphone where you hear the customer in one ear and the synthesizer in the other. And at first it was real difficult to do. And of course when I got there, they didn't tell me what operating system they were using. They were in the process of changing, going from DOS to Windows. So when I started that job as a customer service associate, there was one blind person that was working there at the time, and he was the only blind person, and he was my mentor. So he was using the Braillex display, and of course that was made out of Germany, one of the most expensive Braille display. So I was using that temporarily, trying to use that for a while and reading customer information of what they were using. DOS at the time when he got it. So, anyway, with the transition of going from DOS to Windows NT, I had started learning a little bit about Windows at that time. And my friend of mine was using Windows 3.1, so that's where I started learning it. And so after dealing with that, and worked for Sears for those 4 years. Could have been 5 years if I would have stuck it out another year, but unfortunately I ran into the same problem I did in 2004 like I did in 2000, not being able to get time off, but I went anyway. I was determined to go to the convention no matter what, because that was the only time that I would take vacation, and I was just getting so frustrated working in the customer service type environment where you couldn't get time off, and I said that has got to change. Of course, while I was working for Sears, and it was about the summer of around July, late July, early August of 2002, when Northwest Vista College had started announcing the textbook Braille transcriber program. And when I heard about that and they were going to start training people to become Braille transcribers, I felt, this is it. This is what I want to do. I want to go through the training. So I did. And so in August 2002 up until now, I have been attending Northwest Vista College where I was taking all the required courses for Braille transcribing. Not only was I taking courses in Braille transcribing, but I was also taking courses in computers, web design. Now I'm taking a Fundamentals of Networking course, which is a very complicated course. And I'm also taking a Business Computer Information Systems course for the computer application. So I'm taking that course on dealing with Microsoft Word, Windows XP, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Access, and Microsoft PowerPoint. So I'm now taking that. And one of the frustrating things I ran into as I was going through college is getting the materials in accessible form. And of course I haven't used books from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and started using the digital books on the DAISY. And of course I have already purchased the DAISY player, DAISY Reader Pro version, which is a standalone player. So I have that, and that's what I use for that. Now, I was able to get most of the manuals in Braille but through the Library of Congress, as well as through American Printing House for the Blind and National Braille Association. So I was able to get all the required manuals and reference materials that I needed for Braille transcribing. So I started going through that and graduating from the Braille program, actually with the exception of one course that I still have yet to participate at that time when I was needing to redo that course. So I was able to go through the curriculum and went through the graduation ceremony on May 9th. Of 2005, and of course that program, they say you should be able to complete it within 1 year, but it took me a little bit longer, due to certain courses I had to repeat, the Braille formatting course, the Braille technology course, reading and writing Braille course, which that takes 2 semesters. Each one of those courses that I mentioned, the Braille formatting, Braille technology, reading and writing Braille, those took up 2 semesters each. And then the tactographics, that was 1 semester, but I had to repeat it for the second time, and of course we had to alter my assignments. So instead of me creating tactographics, which is not possible for a totally blind person to do, what I did was downloaded a bunch of images from the internet, mainly geography and anatomy type images, and I was able to download those and burn them onto CD-ROM and submit it to my Braille instructor as a project. And so I did that. I had an opportunity where I was offered a contract with Northwest Fifth College in April 2005, which I got a call, and they wanted me to on as an adaptive technology consultant. So I told them I'd be willing to do that as an independent contractor, and I did that from May 17th of 2005 up through August the, I think it was August the 11th or something like that, I can't remember the exact date of 2005, and that contract had ended. Currently I'm looking for work, and of course what I did as an adaptive technology consultant is that I wrote my own web pages that I've been working on since March 2003, and I was putting information on my website about Braille, adaptive technology. At the time I was starting writing an education page, listing sources of scholarships and fellowships and stuff like that for blind students to apply, and so forth. So I did a lot of the coding in HTML using Notepad to write my web pages. So that was how I wrote my web page. And then a lot of this grew, of course. I had newspaper articles that were done in the Express News in 2003 in March. No, October 2003. It was October 13th, in fact. And I had a news story that was done then that was in the paper. Me and another blind person that was in the Braille training program, and we were both writing web pages using Notepad as our editor, and we were at the code in HTML. So after all of that, and now I'm just looking for work, I put an application with Region 20 Service Center to do work for, I don't know what happened there. To do work for the, for Northwest Vista. And so I worked from home doing a lot of the writing. They didn't have a place for me on campus. So I did a lot of the work at home. I even developed my own timesheet in Microsoft Excel, indicating how much time I spent on each task, the date, how many hours I spent doing all of that. So I had to send that by email. And of course, I was the kind of person that kind of taught myself a lot of the computer stuff. And of course, I got into computers, got interested in reading about computers as far back as 1984 from the Library of Congress and also from IFBND. Anyway, after doing all of that, and of course contracted in and now, and just put an application with Region 20 Service Center as Braille Production Technician, and I'm awaiting their thing as far as an interview for them, and I'm hoping I can get into that, because that's something I can do, is running the Braille printers and the thermoform and the mind machine, which is one of the projects I had to do during my internship in spring 2004 at Northwest Vista College. I went to Region 20 for about 3 or 4 hours running the machine over there, so that gave me experience in dealing with Braille production. During the time when I was job hunting and still going to school, fill out an application with Northeast Independent School District and the Northside Independent School District. Went through both interviews but no offer as a braille transcriber. And those two school districts at the time, they were looking for somebody to do that. And I told them about the techniques I would use, what accommodations I would need, but no offer on either one of those. And so that is where I am career-wise. I want to get involved in braille production. I know that there's a need out there to be able to teach braille, to be able to teach adaptive technology. I want to do whatever I can to help change attitude of people, that blind people can compete on terms of equality and to be able to do it at the same rate like anybody else. And if anybody has questions about specific career as a blind person in the clerical field, I'll be happy to discuss that. My email is lhall10@satx.rr.com. That's lhall10@satx.rr.com. That's SATX, that means San Antonio, Texas. My website is http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall. And the title of my webpage is Lisa Hall's World. So if you do a Google search and you put it in quote, Lisa Hall's World, and of course it's got the apostrophe S at the end of Hall, and you put that in quote, you will find my website. And I have it registered with about 50 different search engines. So I hope everybody enjoys it and read my biography, because there's so much more I could talk about. And so that is the end of my story. Thank you.